Oh, Alex. My name's Glenn, mate. How you going? That's good. I was just wondering, I've got a 22 VB WRX, and I've got the Q300 on. There's a cat back, and which you guys put on. But yeah, I was thinking I've got a cob access port as well, but I've left it stock for now. So I was just thinking about. I was just checking your website. You've got that off the shelf tune. And I was just wondering, like, the difference between that and getting a proper dyno tune, is it worth it, you reckon, or? Yeah. Yeah, in summary, yeah. Yeah, it's better off doing that, yeah. All right. No, I'd prefer probably do that, yeah, anyway. Well, and how much is that these days? All right. And obviously it's still under warranty. I know it'll probably, if something goes wrong, I'll probably void it. Are you guys having any problems? Have you heard of any problems? No, all right. And yeah, all right. And then I was just wondering, so with the 990 dyno tune, do you change anything else, or just it's still stock intake and all that sort of stuff? If you want to, you'd do that, would you? Yeah, is that probably the best, one of the smallest things you can do, I guess, with the the manual? Okay. Look, I'd probably, yeah, it'll still notice a difference if I didn't change the airbox and just get the off the shelf, not the off the shelf, get the dyno. Yeah, okay. All right, well, look, I'll have a think about it. And how long would you need the car for? Roughly. All right, mate. I'll have a good think, and I'll let you know. Thanks for your help. Bye.